This is Mac OS Ken.
Happenings in the awe-dropping wake and reaction from financial folk. It is Thursday, the 11th of September, 2025. I'm Ken Ray, and this is news from Mac OS Ken, brought to you by yours truly and sponsored by OpenCase. MagSafe for iPhone perfected. Get 10% off your purchase with code MacOSKEN at theopencase.com. This show is also sponsored by Insta360 and their brand new Go Ultra, a tiny, hands-free 4K camera. We talked all week about how small and light the Go Ultra is, weighs a few ounces, about the size of a peanut butter cracker, yet shoots 4K video at 60 frames per second, delivering great images in daylight or low-light settings. So how much storage does the Go Ultra hold? Well, how many SD cards can you hold? You don't have to worry about transferring files if you run out of space in the middle of recording. Pop out your SD card, pop in a new one, and get back to the action in seconds. As for power, on its own, the Insta360 Go Ultra has a 70-minute runtime, but you can add up to 200 minutes by adding an action pod, which you can also use as a remote control and to see where you're recording. If you're ready to go Ultra, head to store.insta360.com to check it out. Then the first 30 people to buy using promo code MacOSKEN get a free set of sticky tabs. They let you mount Go Ultra, where magnets won't do the trick. The first 30 people get a free set with your Go Ultra purchase at store.insta360.com using promo code MacOSKEN. Show the world what you see the way you see it. Get the Insta360 Go Ultra at store.insta360.com and use promo code MacOSKEN. We're doing other announcements around Apple's announcements on Tuesday. We'll start with the next round of OS updates. Release candidates have rolled out ahead of next week's final operating system releases. 9to5 Mac actually ran a piece Tuesday that had the RC for iOS 26 out to public testers. A separate piece from the site said the same for iPadOS 26, macOS 26 Tahoe, tvOS 26, and more. It would only be one more, wouldn't it? WatchOS 26? Or maybe there was also firmware for AirPods and software for HomePods. No VisionOS, we can be pretty sure about that, since Apple doesn't do public betas for the Vision Pro headset, so... okay, and more. And less. Of course, there will be hardware that can't or won't make the move to anything OS 26 for some reason. They'll still need tweaks and security fixes, though. For those, another piece from 9to5 Mac says Apple has rolled out developer and public betas for iOS 18.7, macOS 15.7, and macOS 14.8. All of this week's iPhones have a neat trick built in. A piece from 9to5 Mac says iPhone 17, 17 Pro, 17 Pro Max, and iPhone Air all get dual capture video recording built into Apple's camera app. Maybe you thought they already had that, and yeah, kind of. The piece points out that Apple actually showed off multicam recording at the 2019 iPhone event using the third-party app Filmic Pro. That was iPhone 11 Pro Apple showed that off on, so the phones have been capable for a while. But those of us with older iPhones will still need a third-party solution for some reason. The ways of Cupertino are mysterious. Speaking of video capture, news from Apple that I missed earlier this week. A piece from Mac Rumors has Apple announcing Final Cut Camera 2.0. According to the report, the update adds ProRes RAW recording and Genlock sync support for the iPhone 17 Pro and 17 Pro Max. The free app update makes Apple's high-end iPhone 17 models the first smartphones that can shoot ProRes RAW. Due out later this month, Final Cut Camera 2.0 will be available as a free download. It requires an iPhone XS or later, running iOS 18.6 or later. That said, marquee features will require iOS 26 and an iPhone 17 Pro or Pro Max. The iPhone event never introduces things without sending other things to live on a farm. Such was the case Tuesday. A piece from 9 to 5 Max has gone the way of the dodo as far as Apple is concerned. Our iPhone 15, iPhone 15 Plus, iPhone 16 Pro, iPhone 16 Pro Max, Apple Watch Ultra 2, Apple Watch Series 10, Apple Watch SE 2, and AirPods Pro 2. Of course, you can probably still find those at a number of carriers and third-party resellers or, you know, embrace the new. We talked yesterday about 5G turning up in the latest models of Apple Watch. While it may work for every model, though, it's apparently not going to go every place. According to a piece from Mac Rumors, 5G support for Apple Watch SE 3, Series 11, and Ultra 3 is listed for China, France, Germany, India, Japan, Singapore, Spain, Switzerland, Thailand, UAE, the UK, and the US. Missing out on the 5G action, though, are Australia, Brazil, Canada, Mexico, New Zealand, Saudi Arabia, and several other countries in Africa, Asia, Europe, and South America. The piece says it's unclear why 5G connectivity isn't an option in some countries, but could be due to a lack of regulatory approval or carriers that simply haven't added support. Sleep Score, a new health initiative that's meant to help users understand the quality of their sleep and how to make it more restorative. Or, as my special lady friend put it, another great way to find out just how messed up your sleep is. How could I not love her? Though part of Apple's awe-dropping event, Sleep Score is not limited to Apple's latest hardware. As pointed out earlier this week by Mac Rumors, Sleep Score will be available on Apple Watch Series 9 and later, plus Apple Watch Ultra 2 and later models with watchOS 26. Turns out, though, you don't even need an Apple wearable. A piece from 9 to 5 Max says Sleep Score works with third-party accessories, provided they offer a sleep tracking feature compatible with iOS. In fact, the piece says users can retroactively check their sleep score as far back as the first time their device measured their sleep. Really sounds like a great way to find out just how messed up your sleep has always been, doesn't it? Of course, you will still need iOS 26 to make that happen. There's a puzzling factoid around AirPods Pro 3. Overall battery life was actually better on AirPods Pro 2, according to Apple's own fine print. While users can get 2 extra hours of continuous listening from the new buds on a single charge versus the old ones, 9 to 5 Mac has Apple indicating that AirPods Pro 3 are good for 24 hours of listening time, whereas AirPods Pro 2 actually lasts for 30 hours, a surprising 20% reduction, according to the site. The report says this means for one continuous session of music and podcast listening, AirPods Pro 3 are superior, but if you're away from a charger, the AirPods Pro 3 case will deplete faster. It's also worth noting, AirPods Pro 3 do not come with a charging cable. While AirPods Pro 2 included a USB-C charging cable in the box, a piece from Mac Rumors says the latest in the line come without one, according to Apple's site. They didn't make a huge thing about them during Tuesday's video, though Apple did mention some new iPhone accessories on the way. Apple Insider has written up the company's new tech-woven cases, as well as a crossbody strap for the communicator. Apparently still on the hunt for a worthy leather replacement, the fabric on the tech-woven case with MagSafe is made entirely from recycled polyester and woven in a way that adds texture and layers of color. plasticky sides give it improved grip, according to the piece, while aluminum buttons provide solid feedback. Available in blue, sienna, purple, green, and black, the Tech Woven cases will run buyers $59 each. In the bottom corners of those cases are two connection points, according to Apple Insider, for use with the cross-body strap. That strap is basically a way to carry your phone, sort of like a tiny purse, but without having to carry a tiny purse. Or a merce, if purse makes you feel emasculated. Flexible magnets with stainless steel sliders make it easy to adjust the strap length while keeping both sides aligned, according to the write-up. The crossbody strap will run buyers $59. Word of one more accessory that's kind of funny, this one for iPhone Air. The same Apple Insider piece says Apple's announced a bumper case for the slim phone. This lightweight option, made from reinforced polycarbonate, is meant to protect edges without adding bulk. I say it's funny because Apple's original iPhone bumper was meant to alleviate connection and antenna issues. That was a sort of physical patch for 2010's iPhone 4, if you weren't feeling old enough already. Apple wasn't the only Apple company making cases for Apple's phone. Cult of Mac says Beats has outed a few models in a range of colors. They include one with a kickstand, a rugged case, and a regular one. Prices range from $45 to $79. Each is available through Beats or Apple. More news in a moment, but first a word from today's sponsor, OpenCase. MagSafe for iPhone perfected. If you're planning on getting a new iPhone, I highly recommend OpenCase. If you're not planning on getting a new iPhone, I highly recommend OpenCase. A lot of years when I've not been getting a new phone, I've done a little retail therapy. I'd get a new case for my old phone to sort of make it feel new. I didn't do that last year, and I'm not doing it this year because I've got an open case. I love the way my MagSafe wallet stays put with open case. Won't slide off, won't get lost. Same goes for their chargers and the open case pop holder. Every case should guard your phone. An open case does that, but it does more. My case isn't just a bumper or a decoration. It's changed my carry and my idea of what a case should do. Open cases for the iPhone 14, 15, and 16 lines are on sale right now, so you can not only make your old phone feel new, you can give the whole idea of a case new life. Go to theopencase.com. Pick your case and accessories, then use code MacOSKen at checkout for 10% off. That's 10% off the sale prices for previous generation cases, and 10% off on accessories, and 10% off on cases for the new phones, too. If you're ready to secure the accessories you have or finally see what MagSafe for iPhone can do, get 10% off your purchase with code MacOSKen at theopencase.com. That's 10% off your purchase with code MacOSKen at theopencase.com. On now to the financial folk. Apple shares dropped more than 3% on Wednesday, according to a piece from Reuters, as Apple held the line on iPhone price increases, worrying investors about a further hit to profits from the Trump administration's tariffs. See, if this was a game show, judges might be reaching for the buzzer. Maybe staying pat on prices was the reason Apple shares lost about 7.5 points on Wednesday. Or maybe it was AT&T CEO John Stankey indicating to Yahoo Finance that iPhone hype could be a thing of the past unless Apple delivers on AI. As always, any number of things could have contributed to Wednesday's dip into the red. It's hard to believe it was Apple holding the line on price increases, though, especially since it could be argued that they didn't. We talked yesterday about Apple kinda raising prices on some iPhones. Not by actually raising them, but by raising the barrier to entry on the iPhone 17 Pro line and iPhone Air. The Air replaced iPhone Plus with a starting price that was $100 higher, while the iPhone 17 Pro upped its entry-level model to 256 gigabytes of storage, again raising the price by $100. The way Morgan Stanley analyst Eric Woodring sees it, Apple did raise the prices a bit. He doesn't think that's going to hinder upgrades, though. Apple 3.0 ran notes from a number of analysts, including Woodring. The way he sees it, despite modestly higher iPhone prices, primarily a function of eliminating low-end storage SKUs, trade-in values and U.S. wireless carrier promotions are more favorable year-on-year, which actually makes the iPhone 17 family more affordable year-on-year, a potential tailwind to iPhone upgrade rates. Also, having seen iPhone Air in person, he really likes it, more so than he expected. Calling the event a slight positive surprise, the negativity with which some entered could make the slight positive look hugely positive through year's end. Woodring has an overweight rating on Apple shares and a price target of $240. JP Morgan analyst Samik Chatterjee sees this year's maintained pricing as a positive for volume expectations. He also points out that keeping iPhone 17 starting price at $799 qualifies that model for subsidies in the China market. That should help Apple continue its recovery in the Middle Kingdom. He's got an overweight rating on Apple shares and a price target at $255. Wedbush analyst Daniel Ive seems to have forgotten his AI worries for a hot minute. Figuring that about 315 million of Apple's 1.5 billion global iPhones haven't been upgraded in over 4 years, now could be the time. Quoting his note, the company's focus on much improved internal product efficiencies balanced with bold redesigns and practical new features interwoven with Apple Intelligence sets Apple up to launch towards an eventual super cycle over the next 12 to 18 months, while the company looks to improve its AI strategy that's holding its stock back. Okay, I guess he forgot his AI worries for a hot half a minute. He's got an outperform rating on Apple shares and a price target of $270. At least three Apple watchers saw enough awe-dropping stuff to actually move their targets on Apple shares. B of A analyst Wamsi Mohan thinks improvements to Apple wearables like heart rate sensing, hypertension notifications, sleep score, and live translation, as well as camera and battery improvements to the iPhone line, make Apple hardware even more integrated into users' lives. Additionally, his note says Apple can position itself to lead in delivering AI at the edge, and increased use of its own silicon and AI hardware enhancements should help in that effort. As in past years, wrote Mr. Mohan, shares were down after the event, but historically have recovered 30 to 60 days post-event. He apparently thinks they'll do that and then some. He's got a buy rating on Apple shares and used Wednesday's note to raise his 12-month price target on them from $260 to $270. Evercore analyst Amit Daryanani was turned on by design changes for the whole iPhone line, not just iPhone Air. Still, the thin phone was the showstopper, in his estimation. It could be a MacBook Air moment for iPhones, to his way of thinking. Mr. Daryanani has an outperform rating on Apple shares. He used his note Wednesday to raise his price target on the shares from $250 to $260. Making a bigger move on Apple shares was Melius Research analyst Ben Reitzes. MarketWatch ran a piece on his thinking. Hey, get this. He likes the fact that Apple did raise the prices on the new phones, because he sees it the way we talked about earlier. Additionally, the piece says the iPhone 17 Air is likely to drive a bigger-than-expected upgrade cycle, especially overseas in China, where Reitzes thinks the form factor will have greater appeal. While MarketWatch also puts the fall in Apple shares on Apple's maintaining a $799 starting price for iPhone 17, that does not worry the analyst. The piece has Reitzes indicating that iPhone Air's $999 starting price could cannibalize some of the cheaper models. The piece goes on to say the new iPhones also set the stage for further innovation down the road, such as a foldable phone, glasses, and AirPods with cameras, according to Reitzes. Man, I am really starting to like this guy. Also, he was turned on by AirPods Pro 3's live translation. That he called awesome, proving a worthy wearables upgrade for travelers and something that could finally help stabilize the wearables category, which has been declining. Mr. Reitzes has a buy rating on Apple shares. He used his midweek note to raise his price target on the shares from $260 to $290. You know, I feel like a bit of a dope, but I forgot to ask you guys what you thought. Anything turn you off? Turn you on? Have you ordered any of Apple's new wearables? Or will you be grabbing any of the iPhones? Please send me your thoughts by email, info@macosken.com. Mac OS Ken, brought to you by me, and sponsored by Insta360's Go Ultra. Go Ultra today at store.insta360.com with promo code MacOSKEN. This show is also sponsored by OpenCase, MagSafe for iPhone perfected. Get 10% off your purchase with code MacOSKEN at theopencase.com. Advertising handled by Backbeat Media, online at backbeatmedia.com. You can find me on Mastodon, macosken at mastodon.social. You can also send me an email, info@macosken.com. Until next time, that is news from macOS Ken. I'm Ken Ray.
Collect your tokens and let's get on to the next round.